clean for only $119. Mention my name and you'll get a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res cleans air ducts? If you're waking up stuffy and notice you'll get more dust more often, maybe it's time to get your air ducts clean. Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Caroline Heating Service has the power to keep the upstate comfortable with the most innovative products and an award-winning team of technicians. Kick off the new year with a free water heater when you purchase a new HVAC system. If your HVAC unit is needing replaced, chances are your water heater is ready too. Why not do both? Call us for an in-home estimate and let us know you heard it on WCCP The Roar. Free water heater is only for a limited time. Call us today. Carolina Heating Service, 864-232-5684 or online at carolinaheating.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Joe, I'm coming right to you. We lost a couple of people during the break. You can get in if you want, 654-767. Just quickly to address Clemson Dad's last point about Bryce Harper allegedly turning down $300,000 offers. Again, I'm a fan of the free market. I'm a fan of guys getting whatever they can. I don't begin to know what to say about Bryce Harper because, again, personally, I would never, ever, ever offer Bryce Harper anything like that. Nothing. I wouldn't offer Bryce Harper more than a 5-year deal, and I wouldn't offer him more than $20 million a year because I don't think he's worth any more than that. I think you're stupid to push the bounds of common sense. I don't see how it helps you. I don't see how it helps your salary structure. I don't see how it benefits you. I don't know what Bryce Harper's done for Washington. I mean, is Philly different than Washington? I mean, I don't know where Bryce Harper's going. Yesterday, there were reports, John Amon was reporting that he was going to wind up in San Diego. Yeah, Dexter wrote 300,000. Yeah, if I said 300,000, obviously, I meant 300 million. You know what I meant. But thanks, Mr. Helper. here's the thing. I mean, if you're offering Bryce Harper $300 million, then you don't know what you're doing. And then to have that guy, Mr. 279 batting average, 26 home runs, 74 RBIs a year, 148 strikeouts a year. To have that guy turn that down is unbelievable. Not to mention, he's terrible for your culture. He was terrible for the culture in Washington. You regularly saw him just dogging it. Does he have some ability? Yeah. Is there any element of Bryce Harper right now? We've seen 7 years worth of Bryce Harper. Is there any element of Bryce Harper that suggests to you he will in the future be in the Hall of Fame? Because if there is, please show it to me. Please show it to me if there is, because I don't see it at all. He'll never sniff the Hall of Fame the way he's going. He's not, there's nothing he's done through 7 years that remotely has him tracking towards a Hall of Fame career. And you're not only going to offer that guy $300 million for 10 years, but then have him turn it down? The notion that a guy who hits 279, averaging 26 home runs with 74 RBIs and 146 or 48 strikeouts a year, could be demanding more than $300 million over a 10-year period is utter insanity. This is not Willie Mays. I mean, there are a whole lot of guys who hit 279 and averaged 26 home runs and 74 RBIs. There are guys like that everywhere. Why are you going to put this, why are you going to make this one a $350 million man or whatever he's asking for? You know, by the way, if, Joe, I'll come right to you. If there's anything that would give Kyler Murray pause about football, it's this clown show. By the way, I keep saying clown show because Bryce Harper once uttered the famous, it's a clown show, bro.
Ah.
Yeah. So it's all a clown show, bro. The whole thing's a clown show, bro. It's a clown show, that anybody would think about paying you that kind of money. It's a clown show, bro, that you would turn that kind of money down. Let's get to Joe. Texture says, 25 outfielders better or comparable? I think there are. I think there are. I'm sure there are. Statistically. And again, plus he just tears at the fiber of your team. He's like baseball's version of Antonio Brown. Except Antonio Brown actually produces numbers. This guy hasn't done that. Joe.
How's it going, Walt?
Joe.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to raise my son to be a baseball player because at $300 million.
Yeah.
For being average. Pretty significant.
For being a guy.
I mean, how much did Cousins get? $200 million to play at Minnesota? Was that about right? I don't remember.
No, it wasn't. He got, I think that deal was like $90 million.
$90 million. Okay.
It's a shorter term deal.
One of the lines for the very early lines for college football came out. They did Army Michigan. They got Michigan favored by 28.
Oh yeah, I'm taking Army. I'm taking Army right now. I would take Army. In fact, Ramona, we're taking that as a road rage guarantee right now. You have a 28 point line on that? I want that at 28.
Yes.
I'm taking that right now. Mark it down, Ramona, on 220, 219, because I'm not sure Michigan even wins.
Yeah, I mean, they went to Norman and they played pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm taking Army
all day. You give you 28 points, they can play it on the moon. Play it at Michigan. I don't care where they play it.
And I believe they return every starter. But I was going to ask you about some basketball questions. Obviously, I'm pleased that South Carolina won last night. In my mind, you're going to have to win out the rest of the SEC games and then win maybe two games in the SEC tournament. I think that puts you up to 21, 22 wins on the season. Do you think that puts you in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look, listen, the way to get people to ignore your OOC is to go on a real streak of winning, and especially in league. And so I think the SEC is a much improved league. And I think if South Carolina just keeps playing well and takes care of business, I think there's still a really good chance.
I still think Clemson's in because they just got to win 20 games in my mind. And they're certainly capable of doing that. But my last question is this, Walt. If you think about the NBA, do you think this might be the last back nine of LeBron's legacy? If they don't get a free agent, he's still 35. And he's probably not going to win another title. So what are you planning for?
Yeah, it's a fair point. All right, Joe, that's not all fair. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I think there are some subtle signs of decline in LeBron James. You know, I think that he, you know, it's funny that we were through this once before. I really believe this. I really believe that after dude had the hair plugs, I think he started playing better.
You think he plays better with hair plugs?
Yeah. I think it made him feel younger.
Ah.
You know, because he was always trying to use that headband thing. And so I think that, you know, it's clearly there's some subtle signs of decline. And the situation he's in now is not a workable one. So I don't know what's going to happen with LeBron James. I mean, right now, you would have to say it's doubtful that he ever wins another title. But, you know, he's such a sort of a master string puller. You know, he doesn't make the right decisions, but he has been able to jump from place to place and to try and create these super teams. I think one of the additional problems he's run into now is that no one likes him. I mean, everybody hates him. Everybody he plays with the exception of Dwayne Wade, I mean, it's like Dwayne Wade's his only friend. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, I realize he tried to trade this whole Lakers team. So those young Laker players, they're not feeling all warm and fuzzy about the King. But, I mean, when the King is sitting three seats away from him.
Yeah, that is kind of obvious.
But the other thing was this. The best part about it was, did you see the Dirk Nowitzki deal in the All-Star game? Nowitzki, like, hits a couple threes early, and people are celebrating, walking off the court when they're going to a timeout, and Nowitzki's accepting all this congratulations and everything else, and then LeBron James starts to come up to him, and Nowitzki just totally ignored him.
Looked
right at him, and totally ignored him. That goes back to the 2011 thing when he and Dwayne Wade, was it 11? Whatever it was. When he and Dwayne Wade were making fun of Nowitzki's alleged illness.
Oh.
Remember?
No, I don't remember that.
You should. Yeah, they were making fun of his alleged illness and acting like, you know, they were both sick and that type of thing.
Oh, no.
Well, Nowitzki is clearly never forgotten that little level of disrespect. And obviously Dallas went on to win that series, so he got the last laugh anyway. And LeBron James played like absolute crap in that series. So there's that. But yeah, I mean, I don't know who likes LeBron James. No one wants to play with LeBron James because no one wants to be. This isn't very much an ego-driven league. And nobody wants to be second fiddle. Cliche alert. Nobody wants to be that guy to him. And so he might have a much more difficult time assembling the pieces that he wants. And oh, by the way, Anthony Davis now says he'd like to go to Boston. That Boston would be, you know, we had heard initially that Boston was an absolute non-starter in terms of where Anthony Davis could move. Anthony Davis came out recently and said, the last few days, and said he'd love to go to Boston. That's actually one of his preferred destinations. Tess said, well, what do you think of Harper defensively? Look, I think Harper has tools. I mean, he has talent defensively. He has tools. There's no question about that. But the question is there any element of what he has done that suggests he's worth $300 million? Again, listen, I'm all for paying a guy if he's worth it. You know, I'm all for that. I'm all for paying a guy who's worth it. If you could present me Willie Mays, I'll pay him $1 billion. You know, here's the thing. If Manny Machado is worth $300 million for 10 years and Bryce Harper is worth more than that, Bryce Harper is worth more than that, then what's Mike Trout worth? I mean, if Machado is worth $300 million for 10 years and Bryce Harper's worth, I don't know, $340 million for 10 years, what's Mike Trout worth? $500 million? $600 million?
That all sounds just incredibly ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. But I mean what I'm trying to get at is these two guys are not great players. They're just not. They've done fundamentally nothing to improve the status of the teams they've been on. PJ writes me and says, a close friend of mine's a diehard Nationals fan. She's ecstatic about getting Harper out of D.C. I'll bet you most of the guys on that team are ecstatic about getting him out of D.C. I mean, I bet they're all ecstatic about getting him out of D.C. But again, my point is, if those two cats are worth that much, and again, I think on a per-year basis, I think that the Machado deal was the highest deal ever. It's not the highest total ever. I think that's $325 million or something in that range. But if Bryce Harper is worth $340 million, I mean, you're first of all, you're setting the scales when you do this. If Machado's worth $300 million and a guy who hits .279 with 26 home runs and 74 RBIs a year is worth $340 million, then again, I ask the question, what's Mike Trout worth? I mean, Mike Trout is significantly better than either one of those players. I mean, way better, and he's not a guy who hurts your culture. Oh, by the way, he also hasn't meant all that much to winning. But if those two cats are worth that amount of money, then Mike Trout's worth $500 million, right? I mean, I don't know. It's absolutely mind-boggling. Let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. Listen, the Reese family's been doing donuts the right way in Anderson-Spartanburg forever, since the early 60s. You know, we just had the February Valentine's Day season, and we had the Valentine's Day donuts here, the heart-shaped donuts. Ramona stuffed her face with them. Those are gone, but you know, every week brings new selections, new donuts. The Reese family does donuts right. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut is still the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona's personal favorite, the Reese's Pieces Donut. The Hot Original Glaze, which if you haven't tried them hot off the press, you need to. They come fresh off the press 3 times a day. The sign out front alerts you to that. This is Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. And, of course, they have all of your cold weather drinks as well. The temperature has hit bottom again. You're looking to warm up. Don't go to that expensive coffee house. You can get all the same caliber warm drinks, lattes, coffees, etc. at Krispy Kreme that you can for a much lower price. Much lower price. This is Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. This is the Reese family. And if you want to raise money for any worthwhile cause, what better way to raise money than with Krispy Kreme donuts? All you need to do is call the Reese family in the Anderson or Spartanburg. Tell them that I sent you, and they will gladly guide you through the process. Quick break. Waltip Tula Road Rage. You want to get in? 654-7627. 654-7627.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Four Paws American Pub congratulates the Clemson Tigers on winning another national championship. Since Four Paws opened last summer, the Tigers have been perfect on the field, and we both have plans for a great future. Four Paws has added even more house-made local features, like new country fried pork chops and chicken. Get together with friends to enjoy craft beer and great food while watching sports on our big screen TVs. Make tracks to Four Paws, located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott in Clemson. Go Tigers!
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Listen closely. This is the sound of transformation. The sound of digging deep and doing what you didn't think was possible. It's happening now at the YMCA of Easley Pickens in Powdersville. Equipment, programs, instruction, friends. The Y is so much more. Special new member discounts are available for a limited time.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, gonna race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
This old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without all your...
The Possum, the great George Jones. You want to get in? 654-7627. I'm coming to you in a minute on the phone line, Scott. A couple things. On the text line, I've got guys that writes, get the hell off my lawn, Harper. Texas says, Mike Trout's worth your firstborn plus whatever Harper gets. Texas says, my son and I are Yankees fans. He said for years he'd take Mike Trout over Bryce Harper any day. Your son's a smart young man. Bucket Slapdown says, Mike Trout, 10 years, $1 billion. Texas, Nick says, Mike Trout's worth his weight in gold for not complaining about his teams being great. Another says it's always the teams that suck that offer these big deals to these subpar players. This is all on the Healthier text line. And by the way, we're on a texter 617 on Healthier says, went to Krispy Kreme on Saturday. Very, very good.
There
that's,
you.
That's what we're talking about. Everyone, you got to see this thing I'm going to retweet that Matt just sent me.
Okay.
This idiot, again, you know, what's that... what's that site? The Darwin Awards? The Darwin Awards.
Oh, yeah, that sounds familiar.
The
yeah.
Darwin Awards. You know, the basically the cleaning out of the gene pool by eliminating the dumbest amongst us.
Do they die?
Oh, yeah, the Darwin Awards, they're given posthumously to individuals who have killed themselves.
Doing something stupid?
Doing something stupid.
Oh.
This guy is fortunate that he is not a present member of the Darwin Awards.
Okay, so this guy lives.
This dude used what to me looks like an AK-47. I can't really see it. But he filled a refrigerator full of explosives.
He
filled the refrigerator full of explosives, and I don't know how far away from him that is. I would guess maybe 70 feet or something like that, that he put that refrigerator away from him.
Right.
And he shot it, and it exploded, and that front door of the refrigerator
blew
past his head at like a million miles an hour and probably landed in the next county. I mean, that door.
Oh, it just missed his head?
Yeah, he was hiding behind a tree, and that might not even have saved him. This thing just missed him. I mean, it was shot like a rocket right at him. I have...
I'll have to look at it. What possesses people to do things like that?
I don't know. He's wondering that, too, as that thing blew by him. I just retweeted it. So.
And how come it's so easy for these apparently uneducated people to get explosives?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a scary
thought. That's a good question. Texas Walt, how much would Derek Jeter be worth in this idiotic market of baseball tonight? Exactly. I mean, how much would truly great players be worth? Because these guys are not truly great players. They're not. There's no part of Bryce Harper that says he's a great player. It just isn't. I mean, Bryce Harper, again, if Bryce Harper's career ended today, he's not anywhere near the Hall of Fame. There is no statistical category for outfielders in which he approaches anything that's been done by Hall of Famers. He's not even in the conversation. He wouldn't even come up in conversation. And someone's going to pay him, I don't know, what, more than $300 million for 10 years? It's absolute insanity. You know, really great players, guys who actually produce, don't just talk about producing. And again, you know, the other thing is this. Well, I'll get back to this. Let me get to a couple of these calls. Scotty and Seneca. Scotty!
How you doing, Walt?
How you doing, Scotty?
You know, living the dream, Walt. Good. Living the dream. You know, LSU's what, the top four in baseball, and they're gonna make the tournament. Actually, that'll be like first time in forever.
Well, I mean, we're like four games in, right?
Yeah, but they were rated number two.
Yeah.
In the nation before it started.
Yeah.
We did go to the Final Four the last 2 years, so I'm predicting good things.
Yeah, I would think LSU is one of the contenders.
I want a trophy, Walt. I want a trophy. Finishing in the top four twice doesn't give you a trophy.
That's right.
You got to be number one.
That's right. You want a trophy in something.
Yeah. I was going to ask a question, you know, with this $300 million and all that.
Yeah.
I was up in Minnesota when the Twins wouldn't pay Big Poppy $4 million a year. What do you think he'd be worth?
Yeah. Well, exactly. Exactly. I mean, any real player. But then think about it historically and imagine a player, for example, of Willie Mays' talents. You know, if there was another Willie Mays, what would he be worth? I mean, you know, for example, I mean, what would Barry Bonds in his prime, either prime, either the pre or post prime, what would Barry Bonds be worth by this measure?
Yeah, but see, the difference between him and Harper is, I guess Barry Bonds couldn't grow a beard.
Yeah, he didn't need to. He could actually play.
Yeah, that's what Harden said. Fear the beard.
Yeah.
That's all I got, Walt. You have a great day.
Thank you, Scotty. You too. Tasha says, I saw the video you're talking about, Walt. What causes them to do that, Ramona? It's called drugs. What an idiot.
I'm telling you, I'm just worried about how they got the explosives. Yes.
Well, no, apparently people are writing me telling me that they're available.
Just anywhere?
Yeah. So if you want to go blow yourself up, you apparently can.
I mean, that is just insane.
Yeah. Did you see how fast that door shot?
Yes, I did. That thing, it did miss him. I think he noticed that it did almost.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the little stunned look on his face? You know, obviously we know he has an IQ of a gerbil, but did you see the stunned look on his face as that thing shot by him?
Yeah. He definitely didn't have it far enough away.
No. No. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, what's going on? Getting ready for the big game tonight.
This isn't quite a
Darwin Award, but did you see the picture of the hockey game of that hockey puck going by that sports
fan? By the announcer. Yeah, yeah, that came dangerously close.
Yeah, it did. And the hockey player out there, man, his face is like looking like, oh,
yeah,
yeah. That was pretty crazy.
You know, I said a few days ago, I wasn't even 100% sure. Did the announcer see the puck, or did it just sort of whiz right by him?
It whizzed right by him so fast, but I think he realized it because he kind of glances back over to his left.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
Yeah. Maybe you saw it go by him afterward. Yeah.
Not a good way to get a hockey puck.
No.
Not at all. So, all right, man. Good enough. Getting ready for the game tonight. Whatever. North Carolina. I'm pulling for North Carolina. Never do, but will tonight. So,
yeah,
don't think they can do it.
So. Yeah, I'm going to talk about that game in a little bit. So, what do you think, Robert?
I don't know. I mean, being a Virginia fan, you know, I'm just pulling. It'll knock everybody up a little bit at the top, but I don't think North Carolina. Maybe they might have. I don't think they got the players to do it. I mean, that's Zion something else.
I'm concerned with the.
He just dances around people.
Yeah, I'm concerned with that particular matchup, and I'll explain that a little bit later. Good job, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.
Texter says, oh, my God, Walt, the guy shooting the refrigerator is hilarious. I like his delayed reaction as the door goes by like he was getting out of the way. Right. I mean, the speed at which that door came back was unbelievable.
I know.
And you know, here's what you should have figured, genius. You're shooting at an object that has three solid sides. Yeah. The one non-solid side is the door. So if you fill it with explosives and shoot it from the door side, there's a really good chance it'll be the door that blows off first.
Yeah, you should have shot from the other side. It would have went the other direction. You notice it didn't touch the ground or anything.
Andrew, the truck driver, he says, I saw the fridge video. He really almost learned to merge the hard way.
Yeah, he almost did.
T-Bird, man. Welcome back, T-Bird.
What's up, Walter? Hi, how are you, buddy?
Good. Appreciate you getting in, T-Bird.
Good. Just listen to you talking about some of these pseudo wannabe great players. What would the greatest player of all time be worth? Mickey Mantle. Nobody, nowhere, no better. What would he be worth?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that you talk about players of that level, what they would be worth compared to, you know, a guy who's basically been, you know, to use his own expression, a clown show for his 7-year career. And again, I keep referencing the numbers because I think it's important. The guy in 7 years is hitting .279 with 26 home runs a year and 74 RBIs.
That's worth $10 million a year. At $10 million a year, let's say you hit 330 home runs, how much would that be a year?
Yeah. Yeah.
$300,000 a home run, something like that.
Well, remember, we're talking $30 million a year or more.
Oh, that much a year? Oh, hell. My mind, I'm sorry, Walt, I can't compute that.
No.
My mind is not thinking those kind of numbers.
Not for these guys.
How many tickets they got to sell to pay just his salary?
You know, hey, maybe that works with Duke basketball too, because the tickets for the Duke North Carolina game, I saw this today.
What are they on about?
We had somebody calling yesterday. No, the tickets, this was like 8 hours ago now. Tickets were going from $3,088 to $6,255.71.
Damn, Paul, he and Chad wouldn't even pay that much for one.
Maybe he might.
Now, Chad got the money to pay that, but he's smarter than that. When's North Carolina Duke playing?
At Duke. Cameron.
I said, when are they playing? When?
Tonight.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm all in that basketball. I'm all up on it.
Yeah, I can tell.
Sorry, I didn't know that. Yeah. You know, James Naismith invented basketball back, I don't know, 100 years ago, whatever it was, to keep his football players in shape for the baseball season. That was the main goal of it, to keep players in shape for one season from football to baseball and track. Well, whoever thought it ever hit to be the money maker it is today. It's unbelievable what kind of money it makes in the NBA, and, well, $3,000 a ticket, pretty good in college, too.
Yeah, not too shabby. Appreciate it as always.
But, you know, with that,
good.
But with that kind of ticket prices, that'll let the salary cap at Durham and Chapel Hill go up a little bit. Maybe they can pay the next Zach Williams or whatever his name is. Zion Williams. Maybe they can pay him next time.
Yeah, well.
Oh, Lord. Well, talk to you later. Hold on. Let me try something before you go. Hold on.
There you go.
Hold on a second. Did you get it?
I did.
You go up to Peter Belt of Greer.
All right.
Pick up a part for the truck, so I'm up here almost in Greer now.
There you go. Thank you,
T-Bird. Well, have a great day. See you later.
Lyle, you'll be first up as soon as we get back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. No one does it better than Gilstrap Roofing. They've been doing it for 80 years, four generations of roofers. When Ramona's house, how many years ago, Ramona, did your roof develop that leak? It was raining in your house.
That's been about 7 years ago or so.
Is it really?
Yeah,
man, I have no sense of time.
It's been a while.
So Gilstrap came right out, fixed that leak. It's never leaked since. Ramona's roof's been fine ever since. It was very affordable, and they did it immediately. We had the gentleman who called and said he took advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. They came out to his house. He was concerned about his porch roof, and his porch roof had a leak. So they looked at it and said, sir, we can fix it. It'll be like $150, $200, or we can write down exactly what you need to do, and you can fix it yourself for $7. He couldn't believe that somebody in business would make that offer to him, but that's what Gilstrap did. Take advantage of the free checkup. If there's nothing wrong with your roof, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. Get it fixed. Don't wait for what happened to Ramona's house, because that means mold and mildew and, you know, black mold, all that stuff you don't really want in your home. So don't wait that long. And the one area of your home you never visit is your roof. And it's probably better for your health that you don't. Call Gilstrap. Let them visit your roof. Do it today. You'll thank me later. All right, Walter Petula, quick break. We are WCCP 105.5 The Word. Lyle, you'll be up first when we get back.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get your choice of a 4-piece chicken supreme snack or a 2-piece chicken dinner for $3.99 each. That's a 4-piece supreme snack or a 2-piece dinner, just $3.99 each for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hey guys, this is Michael Thacker with Lakeside Lodge Clemson sales team. If you haven't heard about this project yet, you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge is Clemson's first condo hotel opening this fall. We still have studios, 2 bedrooms, and 3 bedroom condos available, but they are selling fast. Call us today at 864-775-5500 to schedule a visit. You'll want to be part of this. Visit us at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard to secure your spot today.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, McBee Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy.
And I'm Chet.
I lost 60 pounds on the Health Dare, and I was off my CPAP machine within 30 days.
I lost 83 pounds of fat, and I'm off all my blood pressure medicine and cholesterol medicine.
If you're considering doing this program, don't wait another minute.
The coaches are fantastic, and the program is fantastic. This is the best investment we've ever made.
We tried everything, and this really works.
It's so easy and sustainable. We now have the tools to keep ourselves healthy for a lifetime.
We can travel, enjoy our 8 grandkids, and have the retirement we deserve. If you're skeptical, we were too. Take our word for it and call 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
That's 1-877-I-DARE-ME.
I dare you.
Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME for your free consultation or go to idaregreenville.com. I dare you.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn & Garden and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn & Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn & Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn & Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
The sky is gray.
Welcome to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. The Roar, you want in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, here's the deal. As strange and impossible as it still seems, wrapping up the Clemson basketball discussion, you still want to get in on it, you're welcome to. Clemson's still in really good position. It bothers people, and they see him running out of games, and they see this losing streak now, and it just doesn't compute to them that could be. But remember, Lenardi at Oklahoma in the other day is 4-9 in league and had recently lost 5 straight games until they finally won one. 4-9 in league. 6 teams sub 500 in power leagues getting in as of right now. So if you think that it's impossible now, you're just factually wrong. It's still very, very possible. And now you have seemingly winnable games again. Seemingly winnable games. Boston College, Pittsburgh, Notre Dame still on the schedule. Clemson's better than all three of those teams. And I would be shocked if Clemson didn't beat all three of those teams. Then the two other games are North Carolina and Syracuse. And if you can win one of those two games, you're getting in. If you win those three, that you should win, and you win one of those others, you're getting in. And there's a chance you even get in at 3-2 in those five. 9-9 is, you're absolutely going to the tournament. Absolutely. It's absolute passage into the tournament. Hey, look, here's all you want to do now. Where you're at, you want to get in and take your shot on a team that has experience and that has been down the tournament road. I still think if Clemson were to get in, I still think they're a team that most people wouldn't want to play. Lyle in Greenville. Lyle, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Walt. How about you?
Good, Lyle. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, well, I'm soaked and cold, but outside of that, yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah, it's like the story every day, isn't it?
I was thinking about what you were saying about historical perspective on these salaries, and you're talking about Willie Mays. Well, think about the 1927 Yankees. Think about the Yankees teams of the 50s and early 60s.
Yeah, how would you
and
pay
think
that?
About the Reds and the Red Sox from 1975. But what about that 1969 Orioles team that had four pitchers but each won 20 games?
Yeah, Cuellar, McNally, Palmer, all those guys.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it's like you said, it's ridiculous. It'd be one thing if these two guys had carried their teams to pennants or division title. Well, maybe division titles wouldn't count, but the pennants are further on in the playoffs. But, I mean, you know, they're not the kind of players you can put in your back and carry like you would a Reggie Jackson or a Pete Rose or Thurman Munson or some of those guys, or Ron Guidry, who, you know, if it had not been for his pitching in 78, the Yankees would never have made the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, you could make a case that he should have won the MVP that year. I believe Jim Rice won it, and Rice had an incredible year, too. I think drove in like 150 runs or something of that sort, 148 runs. But
how much would a Rice get today?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I mean.
I mean, I could go on and on about the great players that played in the past that, you know, these two, and nothing against these two guys. Don't get me wrong, but you stack them up against these other people, and they wouldn't get squat compared to what those guys would get.
No.
If they were $300 million, how much would those guys be worth?
And again, here's the other thing. You know, maybe, I don't know, maybe in this insane market that we're in right now, maybe if these two guys were both high-character guys who improved the culture of your teams, then maybe you could make that argument. But you don't even get that. These are both negative character guys. These aren't guys who help your culture. These are guys who break your culture down. So,
yep.
And you're going to pay them $300 million to inflict their own sort of mental harm on your baseball team.
Yep, and look at Mike Trout. You were right about Trout, too. I think he's probably one of the best players there is today.
Yeah, I mean, again, compared to those two guys, Mike Trout is way better than both of them. Way better. Not even close. Plus, he's a high-character guy.
Plus what?
I said plus he's a high-character guy.
I've always said it's what the owner is willing to pay, but I'm asking myself, why would an owner be willing to pay somebody, like you said, that's going to tear up the character of your team?
Yeah, no, 100% right. 100% right. I wouldn't think about paying either one of these guys, and I think all you really need to know here is apparently the Red Sox and Yankees, two teams that are accustomed to winning, teams of that ilk, they don't seem at all interested in these guys.
No, and I think for good reason. Those teams have some pretty good team chemistry right now. Why would you want to upset it?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well done, Lyle. Appreciate it as always.
Thank you, Walt.
Thank you. You know, Ramona, I saw I think I retweeted this. There's a kid at Yankee Stadium. I don't remember where I saw this or who posted it. But I believe I retweeted as a kid at Yankee Stadium in the stands with a bunch of other people. And someone reporter type. You don't see him in the picture. He yells out, did you hear that that Manny Machado was paid $300 million? Uh-huh. And this little kid in the stands, oh, Ben Milstead tweeted it, is who tweeted it. And I retweeted it, and I wrote, I think I was that kid once. Because this little kid in the stand starts yelling out. He takes over the entire conversation. There were a bunch of people all around him. Uh-huh. He starts yelling out, I don't want Manny Machado. I don't want this guy. I don't want that guy.
The little kid said that?
Oh, he's going on. He goes on for like 30, 40 seconds listing guys he doesn't want. He said, that's not the way it works. He said, if I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, I don't want Tom Brady on my team.
Why did he say that about Tom Brady?
Because he's saying that these guys are the enemies, he's saying.
Oh.
He said, I don't want the enemies on my team.
Okay, I thought he just meant he stunk.
No. So there's that. Let me get to Alex here. Alex, what's going on? Appreciate you joining us, Alex.
Hey, Walt.
Hey, good job.
Yeah, man. You know, I was at the game last night, and you know, it was another tough one, but, you know, you're giving me hope. You know, if it was one of these other Clemson homers talking it, I probably wouldn't believe it, but I know that you're not just blowing smoke and you don't really, you know, you're not just looking through orange-colored glasses or trying to find stuff that's not there. I still trust you. I still believe we can still do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, Alex, and, you know, and I think on my way in, I heard Kwok and Kelly, and I think they were all over this, too. I mean, look, facts are facts. I mean, we're not making this stuff up. You know, this is the reality of the situation. You know, it's a weak bubble, and a lot of teams at the level that Clemson is at are experiencing the same thing. They're losing. And so there are 68 spots, and you have to put somebody in them. And that's why people see Clemson lose and they think, oh, that's it, that's it, that's it. But on the same night, you know, seven other teams in Clemson's range also lose. You know, again, Oklahoma lost five straight games, and the last I looked, they were 4-9 in league, and they were in. So, you know, the notion that Clemson is out is 100% false. It's not real. It's fake news. And if Clemson can turn this thing around a little, and absolutely if Clemson takes four of the five, they're in. If they take four of the five, they're in.
And, you know, when I left the game, you know, I was feeling pretty deflated. You know, there was a lot of things that went wrong, you know, bad shooting and all that. And I was, you know, I'm just thinking, how are they going to keep these guys to keep fighting, really, at this point? You know, they've had so many bad breaks. But, you know, I listened to Brunell's interview after the game, and I was really encouraged by that, too. You know, he's a real pragmatist and a real even-keeled guy, and I think the team kind of takes some of that from him. So if anybody can just, you know, keep their nose to the grindstone and keep focused on the bigger goal, I think it's this group.
Yeah, and, you know, and all these seniors returned, obviously, in some cases for their own reasons, but it would be nice to see them get a chance to repeat in the tournament. And again, they're a team that, you know, I say this all the time, but I don't care what sport we're talking about. You need a lot of things. You need talent, you need coaching, and you need luck. And thus far, luck has not shined on this basketball team at all in any way, shape, or form. They've not had one little bit of luck. They've had all bad luck.
Even the weather. I mean, seriously. I mean, it's you know, like I said, kudos to everybody that came out. But, I mean, it was miserable, you know. The one home game they've got, you know, like after a couple of tough losses, it's almost March and it's freezing rain and the game, and I don't like these 9 o'clock starts.
Yeah, the 9 o'clock starts are not doing Clemson's home court advantage any favors either.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, people are tired. You know, I mean, it's just reality. You know, but look, I trust your analysis and I trust this team. So let's just see what happens. You know, love your show.
Thank you, Alex, as always. Yeah, again, as strange as it seems, there's still time. And there's still a chance to turn it around. And there are three very winnable games that Clemson is better than the teams they're playing and should win. Clemson should beat Boston College. Clemson should win at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a really young team, has basically one experienced player. And in the Clemson-Pittsburgh game here, Pittsburgh did not match up physically with Clemson. So I don't care where that game is played. I would be stunned if Pittsburgh beat Clemson. Stunned. So there's the BC game. There's the Pittsburgh game. There's the Notre Dame game, who just lost to Wake Forest. So those three games, to me, Clemson's better than those three teams. And I would be sort of shocked if Clemson lost any of those games. I don't think they will. I think Clemson's proven they can beat teams on that level. This team has proven they can beat teams on that level. So if they win those three, if you grant that, well, there's three more wins, first of all, added to the total. Now you have North Carolina and Syracuse. If you, and both those games are at home. You win either of those games, you're in. Period. You win those other three, and you win either of those games, Syracuse or North Carolina, and you're in. The toughest one's North Carolina. It's not impossible, but that's the toughest one. Syracuse, I think Clemson should beat Syracuse here. I mean, that's how I see it. Before we go to break, let me tell you about my friends at the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep in the old Walmart building in Seneca. 13,000 mattresses from which to choose. It just doesn't get better than the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep. If you're suffering, if you're not sleeping well, if your back hurts, if your neck hurts, if your productivity is suffering, if your civility is suffering, you need better sleep. How do you get that? You get to the Simmons Mattress Outlet, World of Sleep. And tax refunds are on the way. We know you want to stretch your money as far as you can. At the Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we want to help right now. Buy a brand new Beautyrest or Serta mattress for everyone in the family. Discounts up to 70% off our everyday low pricing. And that's not all. Through February, receive an additional 10 to 15% off select Serta models during our Serta clearance sale. Don't miss out on these deals. Open 7 days a week. The Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, right across from the Walmart, in the old Walmart building, I should say, across from Chick-fil-A.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Henrick Honda Easley is a short drive from where you are, serving the upstate with great Honda incentives. Henrick Honda Easley has great low interest rates, terms, purchase, and lease payments. Right now, get a 2018 Accord for $259 a month or a Honda Civic for $199 a month. We even have the Honda CR-V for as low as $249 a month. Not all will qualify, so see Henrick Honda Easley for all the details. Visit ilovehenrickhondaeasley.com. That's ilovehenrickhondaeasley.com.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, lkqpickyourpart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle. When it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you, find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden.